Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Fighting talent.
Yes.
There's two ways to do it. One, you need a great beach read, The Rise, Kobe Bryant, The Pursuit of Immortality by Mike Sielski, or his most recent column on Jason Kelce, which totally captures the magic of our favorite Eagle. On the line with us is, from TheEnquirer.com, Mike Sielski. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Angelo.
Mike, I got to tell you, you were there. Were you there Wednesday night when Jason was guest bartending?
Yeah, and my family has a house in Sea Isle, so any chance I get to go down there, I go.
Well, you have good taste, too, and you're a sure destination. Mm-hmm. All right, Mike, what was it like? Just give us a description of how many fans were there and how they were coexisting with this big sports hero.
Well, I mean, gosh, there was a line. If you're familiar with Sea Isle at all, you know that the Ocean Drive isn't too far from a Wawa. Not that I stopped and got a hoagie there or anything. But the line to see Jason before the event technically began stretched basically like a block in Sea Isle. And it was full of men and women and teenagers and even kids. And they're wearing tank tops and muscle shirts and Eagles jerseys. And one guy had a Mummer's costume on, you know, just like the one that Jason wore during the parade back in 2018. You know, and I mean, you guys know Jason. He's very relatable. I think I made the point in the column that there have been some athletes in recent years who people in Philadelphia really revered, guys like Brian Dawkins and Chase Utley and Allen Iverson. But there's something about Jason Kelce that makes him more relatable. I think it's because he's from just outside of Cleveland. The upbringing he had, dad worked in a steel mill. There's a point of connection there. There's an understanding of what Philadelphians generally are like. And then he goes in and bartends and, you know, does jello shots and is communing with the people and all the things that make him connect with Eagles fans.
Mike, you know, it's fascinating. It shows how differently we think. You were thinking of other great players and comparative to Cubs. And I was thinking of, because I think negatively, I was thinking of Wentz and Simmons. And the guys, and I'm watching the way he relates, and I'm going, why is it so easy for Jason? And why was it so much harder for Simmons and Wentz and those guys? What is it?
You know, I wish I could put my finger on it. And I actually asked Jason about that before the event. I said, you know, I said, if you were from Beverly Hills, this would be different. And I do think that that kind of gets to the heart of it, right? Like, with respect to Simmons, I mean, he didn't grow up. He spent most of his childhood not in the United States. He lived, you know, in Australia most of his childhood. And I wonder if that played into it. I think there's some kind of like, gosh, like, you could write like a college thesis about it. There's some sociocultural factors that play into there, into those things that get into why Wentz and Simmons in the end never connected with the town.
Yeah. There's another thing in your column that's so simple but so perfect. They said, well, what does it take? How do you win the fans of Philly? And he goes, well, you show up, you play hard, and you try to be honest. Again, that's so basic, Mike, and so many of these guys don't pick that up. I'm trying to understand how this guy can walk in and from day one know exactly how to win over the fan, and other guys are here for a decade and never figure it out.
Yeah, I think to a degree it's a mystery, Angelo. You know, the one I think about is, you know, I think about Pat Burrell in 2003 where he had that terrible season and just kind of he kept his head down and knew he wasn't hitting but didn't really say much about it. And I don't mean to make Pat Burrell like a saint or like the consummate example of professionalism or anything like that. Good guy, good player. But that, I think, is what people are looking for. And I think, you know, to the degree that, like, Markelle Fultz did that. He got sympathy from people here, right? Like when he tried to shoot three-pointers, even though everybody knew he wasn't shooting well and had the yips and all that, he got standing ovations at the Wells Fargo Center. Now, you could look at that and say it's kind of condescending, but you can't say that Philly sports fans weren't supporting him and wanting him to do well and weren't willing to show that if he tried – to correct his problem and gave it his best, then, you know, people would stand with him. And, you know, I think that Simmons never got that. I think that Simmons just wanted and presumed that everybody would treat him like he was a god the minute he got here. And I think Wentz fell into a little bit of that, too. I think that was kind of revealed once he left.
All right, Mike, one of the things about your column that irritated me, and not what you wrote, but what I took from it, this is a guy who leads others. This is as good a leader as we're going to have. He's a teacher. He could be a coach. And I got a coach, my coach, Nick Sirianni, who said, let's shut off the offseason 2 weeks early and give less exposure to people like Jason Kelce when I've got a new center, Cam Jurgens. I got a young kid in Dickinson. I got Jordan Mailata who could profit from it. Does it make sense to you that they shut things down while the other 31 teams were still practicing?
I think it's – I mean, would it benefit them to keep practicing? Yeah, it might. But we're not existing in an age anymore, Angelo, where these guys don't communicate or can't see each other when they're not together for training camp or OTAs or something like that. I mean, these guys make so much money, they can travel anywhere they want to go. We hear every year about quarterbacks who create, you know, passing camps for a couple of days in their hometown, and they invite their wide receivers there. And look, Jordan Mailata was there Wednesday with Kelce. It's not like these guys don't see each other and don't communicate. So I have a hard time believing that Jason Kelce is completely isolated from all the other young offensive linemen who could learn under his tutelage. They can reach him. I'm sure they're talking to him. I don't think it's quite as dire as you might be making it out to be.
If they lose one of those four, you'll hear how dire I think it is, Mike. All right, Mike, one last thing, and I have to acknowledge this. Mike's disdain for baseball, Al, is constantly amusing to me, all right? Mike, I'm wearing a Phillies 4th of July cap,
all right?
How much does it affect your holiday plans that the Phillies have no game scheduled on the 4th of July?
Doesn't affect it at all. You know, it would have affected if I were, you know, back when I was on the beat, when I was working in New York covering the Mets, you know, if I were traveling or something like that. But I'm not making any plans this weekend around whether the Phillies are playing or not. I mean, at this stage of the summer, honestly, given the way sports have changed over time, what I was monitoring all day yesterday was NBA free agency.
Yeah.
And I'll start monitoring NHL free agency as that gets closer. You know, where's Johnny Gaudreau going to end up? Things like that. It was funny. I was thinking about this yesterday, Angelo, how much interest there is in all the stuff that goes on in an off season compared to the actual games themselves. And in modern sports, who ends up where and why they go there and what players pick what teams and who gets traded is to the sports fan base nationally so much more interesting than actually who plays the games. It's crazy.
So like,
we spent all this time, Angela, think of it this way. We spent all this time over the last 2 years worrying about and talking about the Brooklyn Nets, Kyrie Irving and James Harden and Kevin Durant, and are they going to end up there and who likes who? And then you go out and watch 2 years of them just playing with so much enthusiasm and so much excellence. They stunk. They were terrible. But we spend all this time. Nobody derived any joy from watching the Brooklyn Nets play basketball over the last 2 years. And yet we spend so much time wondering where these guys are going to end up.
And once again, Mike demonstrating he has a real good grasp on what's going on in sports. Mike, it's the rise. It's all about Kobe Bryant in his early days here. It's a great read for the beach this summer. Mike, as always, thank you, pal. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Angelo.
Mike Sealski, let's go. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.